Kasari.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, aka Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We are back. It's just me. I'm here. And Jay. I think it's just me and Jay today. Jimmy is on the way. And I don't know where Switch is, yo. Switch is working, I think. Making that money, making that dollar, right? He's I think. Anyway, he's not here. That's what we do know. We know he's not here. But what's up, yo? We back.
What's up, man? Happy New Year. Good to see you.
Happy New Year. Yo, you know, I was trying to think. I was like, did we do an episode? Like our last episode? Well, you did an episode last week.
Yeah. Yes.
But prior to that,
it was the last episode
of the year. That's what we did, right? It was all of us too, right?
Everybody but Switch.
But Switch. Yeah. Yeah. Switch is a slacker. So, but yeah, we're here. My first episode for the year. I guess it'll be Jimmy's once he gets here. Jimmy might pull up when we're 5 minutes into leaving.
Right.
He'll pop in with the word of the day.
word. Which reminds me, I haven't even got one.
Jimmy probably got it. Yo, Jimmy, get the word of the day real quick.
He should. Coming late, get the word of the day.
It's cold out.
Bro.
What's going on?
Bro, it's global warming. It's true.
But we're not warm.
Well, I mean, they say it's just extremes from other side, yo.
Bro, and have you seen, like, when you watch the news, have you seen, like, the map? It's almost like the whole U.S. is going through it.
Yeah, I saw, I think it was on TikTok. There was, like, the state of Florida, and it said only one state can get all the seasons in one time. And it was literally because of this, like, I guess North Florida is, like, you know, cold as well. Well, colder than what it was
in the 30s. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so it's freezing.
That's cold for them, yeah.
Yeah.
And then South
and then
Florida.
Then further south is warmer, right? It's not, you know, 80s or 90s, but, you know.
Yeah. Bro, this is crazy. And we're actually colder than you guys.
Which is kind of weird and wild, yeah. Because
I've always
thought New York to be a lot colder than, not Chicago cold or like Canada cold, but I mean, for you guys in the South, that's crazy.
Yeah, colder than us. But last night, man, I think even this morning, we were at, what was it, one degree with the wind chill.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. That was wild. And imagine, like, and then I had to take the dog out. It's like the sun's not up, so you know it's cold. And then she's sitting at the door, like looking at me, like, I need to go. I'm like, really, right now? And I didn't even have my coat, so I gotta let her out. And she won't go out unless I step all the way out. So now I have to step outside, just with my hoodie on, waiting on her to do her thing. I was like, nah, man.
Take her around the whole block or just like outside? Like
no, in the back. I just let her run, do her thing in the back.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. No, we used to take her around, but she's so scary. Like any little noise or person that comes around, she like tries to run away. Yeah, so we just let her out in the back and she does her thing. So,
all right, well, that's pretty good though.
Yeah, but bro. Freezing, and that was dropping again tonight. So It went up a little to like, I want to say like 28, I think.
And yeah.
And then it dropped back down.
Yeah. Yeah. I woke up this morning. I was like, whoa, it just slapped me in my face the second I walked outside.
It's crazy.
Right now it's 20. Right now it's 22 here and it feels like 10.
Okay. So yeah. Let me see where we're 28. So it went up.
Okay, you're warmer by 6.
Warmer, degrees. Yeah. And it feels like 23, it says.
All right. We're supposed to get as low as 16, apparently.
For you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let me see. So the low, oh, no, 21 will be. So it's going back. So it's going back up, right?
Yeah.
But then they say the weekend is dropping back down to 15.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we're over here complaining, but there's other states that are like worse, like negatives,
right? Know? They said Chicago's like what, below 30 or something like that with the wind chill.
Yep,
bro. You saw Kansas City, like I was watching the Kansas City Miami game, and with the wind chill, it was like below 25, dude, and it was playing in that.
Oh,
it's crazy. You could see them on the line and you just see their breath. Like, it was just wild. Yeah.
I saw a player. He took off his helmet. Like, it was I didn't see the game, but like clips after. Mm-hmm. And his head, you just see like the vapor coming out of his head. There was a fan. I mean, there's always these crazy fans. He had no shirt on, no nothing. And
that was the Miami game.
Yeah. And then I think he had to go to the hospital for like hyperthermia and all this other stuff.
Oh, for real? He did have to go to the hospital? I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. And I was like, dummies.
Dumb. Yeah. Really? Like, it was freezing out there. Like, why? Why are you doing this, yo?
Yeah. I didn't even know Kansas City would be that cold, right? Kansas City, you said, right?
Yeah. But it was St. Louis, right? So I guess but that's still Midwest. Well, it's Midwest. So, because it's still a little further up, right? North of, closer to, I ain't that close to Chicago, but closer. Right? So I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
My math is terrible. Yeah. But it's crazy. The kids were mad because, like, the surrounding states around us got snow, and they're like, we didn't get any snow. Like, they're all upset because Alabama got snow, Tennessee got snow. And they're like, why we didn't get any snow? We just had some flurries, but we didn't have nothing. Like they was hoping to get school shut. School was shut down for them yesterday, though.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
we have a friend upstate too, mm-hmm. and they shut school down up there, even though it was just like, like 2 inches, 2-3 inches. And then here as well, here they didn't shut in school down. It's just like, we gotta keep going.
Bro, we didn't even get snow, right?
Shut it down.
Yeah, because they thought it was going to be like a wintry mix. And then with it being so cold, they figured that the roads were going to be iced. So some schools got delayed. Some got canceled. They had virtual learning. So.
Oh, okay. Haha, suckers.
I know. But what was crazy is the teachers had to go into the schools, though.
To do the virtual?
Yeah, the teachers had to be at the staff had to be at the school, though.
See, so, that's why.
That's messed up, right?
Yeah, that is why. I mean, it's messed up. You don't get like a snow day, quote unquote, but then you still got to go to the school. Might as well just teach at home,
Right? Everybody just sitting in the empty classroom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But speaking with all this crazy snow, like we were just talking about in Chicago, what's up with the Teslas? Did you see the Teslas like at the charging stations? And it was like a Tesla graveyard at the charging station.
Yeah, it's a big problem. So, for the listeners and the viewers, right? If you didn't know, I purchased a Tesla in September. And I think for the first, I want to say like month and a half, I was relying on like superchargers, which is Tesla's, public charging network, right? It's all throughout the United States, right? And I was relying on that because I didn't install a charger here where I live. because I thought I could probably rely on that, right? Which was okay, but I still had to wake up like at 12 or 1 because I wanted to take advantage of the supercharging prices, right? So between 12 and 8, when everybody's sleeping, usually electricity is cheap. Not just for electric cars, but for your home, wherever, it doesn't matter. So I was paying like very, very cheap rates to go charge, which is why I would do this. But then I started noticing, like, dang, like I gotta wake up, I gotta drive like 15 minutes to the station. I was like, all right, this is too much. So then, you know, I got permission to install the charger, and obviously that changes everything, right? Because it's just like you your own gas station at your house. You know, you charge up and you're good to go. All right. So it's been cold here in New York, you know, the last couple of weeks, and I've noticed that my battery is just, it's dying a lot faster than normal. And I was like, oh man. So I've been charging more often than I would, you know, in the summer. So all that to say is that in Chicago, all these Teslas that are, you know, in the news and stuff that were dead, like, I get it. It's number one, it's really cold, and you know, batteries don't do well in the cold at all. So, and then I also think, like, it's kind of, I guess, consumer education in a sense, right? Because a lot of the people, and here in New York too, that have purchased Teslas just aren't really educated in what they need to do to kind of prepare and like charge, right? Out here in New York, and I sent you guys the screenshot, the superchargers were all like busy. It was like 25 to 30 minute waits. And that's because we have a lot influx of electric vehicles, number one, through, you know, rideshare, which is Uber, Lyft, folks that have bought their electric cars because New York City opened up the license plates for EVs, right? Mm-hmm. This is only exclusive to New York City. Everywhere else, you could just drive with your regular plates. But in New York City, to do Uber or Lyft, you need a special plate. So anyway, they opened it up, and then, you know, a whole bunch of drivers got their cars and all that stuff. And they're like hogging up the chargers, you know, because they don't know. And another thing is that you have to do with the cars, you have to precondition the car. So this is where the battery warms up to the appropriate temperature for it to receive the charge, right? And what most people do, right? And, you know, I get it. You're just going to drive up to the, because you know the location, you drive up to the charging station, plug it in, and then boom. But the problem is, for example, in Chicago, it's so cold. They didn't precondition the battery. So the battery is cold, and they were plugged in, but they weren't getting charged because the battery's too cold, right? It has to warm up.
Yeah.
So long story short, I mean, there's people that left their cars there because, you know, they just couldn't make it. Like, they went really low in their battery state. So it's a mess. but also, I have to say that the media isn't doing a good job either, because I saw this video of a tow truck guy, and they interviewed him, and the reporter says, oh, when did you pick up this Tesla? I don't know what happened. And then the guy says, yeah, the battery died. So he called so they could drive it to the charging station. Mm-hmm. But the guy didn't even have a Tesla. He had an Audi electric car. So it was like, well, that's kind of like misleading. Yeah. It's not exclusive to Tesla. It's any EV.
But you know,
a lot, yeah.
Also, you know what I noticed in that video though, or the news report?
Yeah.
It was mainly Model 3s.
Yes. Okay. So that's another thing. So I have the cheapest Model 3, right? Which is the rear wheel drive. So that only has one motor. Now, Tesla, the way they heat up the battery is with the heat of the motor, right? So my car only has one motor, so it takes 50% of the heat that it takes to heat up the battery, right? Versus a car who has long range, it's two motors, so it's a lot faster for it to warm up. So that was a lot of the issues too. With those people that were charging. Yeah, it's the type of car. And listen, don't get me started about other EV companies like Toyota and like other, because their system it is 10 times worse. Like,
really,
their cars, if it reaches 5%, will shut off.
Even at 5? So you can't even. Five. So you think you're gonna make it at 5?
You're not.
And you're done. Nope. You're not getting anywhere.
You're done. You can't do anything. Like Tesla, at least, like their management is like the best in the. This is why, you know, they're the best in the EV space, because you can literally drive your car to zero, right? And there's still a buffer, and you can charge your vehicle.
Oh, really? You know? Okay, right, so they do it right kind of like, yeah, kind of like the gas, like when you on E, but you still
like reserves. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But here, these other companies, you hit 5 and your joint just dies. Like,
that's you're not crazy. Gonna do nothing.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't got no buffer. 5, that's it. So just know at 10, you gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go and pray that you'll be able to make
it. That you can make it. Don't get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, don't get stuck in traffic. And don't run the heater.
Oh my God. Now you got a big old paperweight in the middle of
the road. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I see Jimmy's here. I don't know, Jimmy. You could come on and see. Have you seen anything out in Cali with these EVs? I mean, because you guys have been cold too.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't get out the house, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing for me outside.
You've been out lately, bro.
Nah, I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything in regards to the Teslas like that. You know, I mean, it sounds like it's the same thing as any other car. You got to warm up the engine before you take off, but most people just hop in the car and dip. You know what I mean? Like, and then they wonder why they got so many problems.
Which, to be fair, with EV, you can just hop in and just leave. There's nothing to really warm up. The only issue to warm up is when you're going to go charge, you know?
Yeah.
And in the winter, of course.
But to be fair,
in a gas car, you don't have to warm up to put in gas.
Correct.
Oh, right. Yeah. With a gas car, you don't have to warm it up if it's fuel injection. You can just warm it up because you want the heat to go on, you know, but that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct. I also this was years ago, that the only reason people warmed up their car in the past is because they didn't have direct fuel injection and all that other stuff. And you know, back then the way the cars were made. But now, like, you don't necessarily you could just go. Yeah. Warm up. And so then there's arguments, but you know, you gotta let the oil that's stuck down there and like move around. But apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, so those remote controls to start your car, those are unnecessary.
I mean, if you want to, not really, because I'll say
it like, has for me.
Yeah, I use it right because like the windshield is frozen and it's cold inside the car, so I need to defrost it. So when I do the remote start, right, it's defrosting the windows and heating up the car,
warming up the seats for you.
Yeah. So, and it knows, right? So it knows when the way the temperature is. So if it's hot out, then it has the cooling seats. If it's cold out, then it turns on the heated steering wheel, the seats, and all of that. So
Exactly.
It works for me.
Definitely. So yeah, those are the issues with the EVs.
You know what's crazy? Because you had mentioned with the battery, even though I don't have an EV. But the minute like that first cold air hit out here, my battery died, yo. Like it was done. Like I was trying to do the remote start, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? And it was a battery. I'm like, yo, I thought I just bought a battery. But then I looked, it was 3 years ago.
That's the thing. Like it requires to crank up, you know, in a regular gas car for it to turn on, right? And if the battery just doesn't have that much strength, then, you know, you got to go replace it. Brie K says, California can't relate. I mean, I don't know. Jimmy be sending us these screenshots, and it's like, yo, bro, are you in New York right now? Because it's brick out there. Maybe out there in Anaheim, recently. It's not like that.
That's just recently.
Yeah, true.
That's real, though. It's been crazy cold lately. Like, Yeah, y'all seen the screenshots. We like in the 30s, 40s. It's
that's,
like, yo.
Man, that's
like,
wild for Cali.
I need to move somewhere different, man. I'm not built for this, man. It's not for me.
Boy, not
for
me.
I'm not about
it
that.
Even been like, well, it was like 40-something this morning for you, right?
Man, stop it, bro. Stop it.
It wasn't 40 something.
Yeah, but I'm saying you saying like it ain't nothing. It ain't no big deal. It's like
nah.
Because you be hitting me with like, yo, that's hoodie weather. No, bro, it's cold. It's cold, bro.
That's hoodie weather,
It's no hoodie weather. It's cold.
40 degrees. I'm like this outside with the dog.
What you had today? What was your temperature today?
Today,
Brick City.
Yeah, this morning it was 1 degree with the wind chill.
One degree,
not no S. Matter of fact, just 1 degree, bro. I pulled a Sherlin out.
Yeah, I'm good.
I was like, yo, it's cold out here. You know, it was crazy. It was so cold, right? Because my hands was freezing when I went outside. That I stopped to get coffee, bro. Like when I held the cup of coffee in my hand, I felt like I was holding iced tea. I didn't feel no heat coming out of the cup. I was like, yo, what is going on?
Dude said it was a Jaguar.
Right. What is this? Yo, Bryson was good. I know.
So,
yo,
Bryson.
I was just saying that, Bryson. Did y'all get snow? Because I don't know what part of Tennessee you're in.
So I have family in Tennessee, and they're more up north of Nashville, closer to Kentucky. And bro, they got snow, and they got snow.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they got snow.
See, they got snow. Bryce, y'all know you got. Bro, he got a snow.
I never would have thought of that, bro. I never would have guessed that Tennessee gets snow.
Nah, they do. Right, yeah, Memphis got mad snow. oh, he said he's right outside of Nashville, like your fam.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So nice. Yeah.
Country,
yeah,
album
get,
coming soon.
They get snow. Bryson, you're close,
sir. Says,
Atlanta. What Brie K said?
She said it's 60 right now, and I got a blanket on. Get out of here.
60? That's t-shirt.
Bro, I mean a tank top. Tank top weather.
Bro,
that's what I'm saying, bro. It's like 50 something over here, and I'm over here dressed like Ant.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
60 degrees, bro. I think I get 60 degrees right now. I'm in straight up t-shirt.
Let's do basketball shorts.
Right. That's nothing right there. I'll be regular hat. I don't even have one of these on. We said Bryson, yeah, I'm in the A. Yeah, I know you're only what's like 3.5-4 hours maybe.
Nice.
But yeah, bro. This is wild. It's
crazy. It is.
Everybody's feeling the cold.
Everybody. Did you guys see Iowa? It was brick out there too, but people made it out to vote for the caucus.
Yeah, they definitely made it. They wasn't playing. They were gonna get out there.
No excuses, right?
And get their man in there.
Jimmy's man's won.
They try to stop that joint. Yo, what's funny is that mad people gonna believe that.
I know, that's why I say it.
But what's crazy is like they tried to stop it last time with COVID, right? Like stay home, mail in your ballots and all.
Oh yeah. Womp womp.
Your man outside though, man.
Not this time.
Bro, that dude is killing the competition. What's his man?
Vivek?
Vivek dropped out, right? And because he was like fourth place,
something right? like that. Yeah, something like that. He dropped out mad quick.
Yeah, but I mean, I figured he would because he seemed more like a Trump fanboy than anything. I don't know, but so he was like, he gets my full support.
He definitely was raising that MAGA flag. I'm not surprised that he dropped out and he endorsed Trump. I don't even know why them other dudes is running. To
why
be honest
even
with
bothering?
You.
It's dumb.
There's no. Like, it's dumb. Yo, the gap in between them and everybody else, bro. Just give it up.
But
yo.
I just don't understand how people like any of those Republican candidates think they're gonna win over Trump. You know, like,
well, and
everybody
and,
wants him to win. You know,
and homie hasn't even shown up to any debate.
No, yeah, right. That's the crazy no. part.
And
that's,
still that's killing
a,
them.
That's some G joint, yo.
And
that dude's a G.
Killing them like hi yo. Yo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bryson says Vivek is proof that social media ain't real life. Vivek didn't even get 10%. Yo, bro. But Vivek was saying a lot of stuff that people were you know, he wasn't talking very political like DeSantis. No,
he's just
or
out there
Nikki
talking
Haley.
Regular.
You know, he's talking regular. He's had his discussions. People show up to his like little rallies to like protest, and then like he gives them a chance to like talk and you know, put the
rap
him
in them.
Yeah, so it's like,
yeah, it was.
I mean, I thought he was at some sort of shot, right? Was it gonna be Trump? No way. But
no way, yeah,
crazy.
Nah.
Bryson says Trump not debating is weird though, but it'll probably mess him up in the polls. So he said bumping.
But he's still talking though. He's still going around doing his little rallies and stuff. So he's still talking.
Slave.
I mean, honestly. I don't think he could mess up against like DeSantis or Nikki Haley's gonna. She's shooting herself in the foot right now. Anyway, with half of the
every time
she opens her mouth, right? She's a brown woman who lives in a non-racist country.
Oh like, my god, she's doing the Hillary.
Yeah, she says the Hillary was like, "Yo, make up your mind, woman." And she says she faced racism as a child, but then she says. It's not a racist country, but she's a brown woman living in a non like relax, yo. Take it easy.
You're doing the most, huh?
Yeah, she's out next. She just count her days, yo. All she gotta do is just mark the calendar. She's up next.
She's got
a lot of big companies behind her. I think that's what's really pushing her forward. Cause I don't know anybody that's really like awesome, like. Vote for Haley that. Type energy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I haven't either. Bro, I ain't seen not one vote for Haley flyer or nothing in no one's yard, yo. Like,
yo, yeah, son, like to be honest with you, like I haven't even seen any Republicans, anybody say anything other than Trump.
Yo, what like, matter of fact, what's it. Her campaign? What's her I don't even know her slogan, yo.
Who cares?
Yeah, Nikki, I don't know.
I don't know. Nikki's down, she's brown. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what her slogan is. She's a brown.
Oh, that's
brown.
What she said.
She's living life as a brown woman. That's not. That's what she said. I think she said she's Indian. She's Indian. I think she said her family is Indian.
So she changed her name, right? I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Crispy says. Apparently. He says Nikki was the Elizabeth of the right, just a different kind of Indian. Elizabeth. Damn, what's her name? Elizabeth, gosh, I forgot her name. But anyway, whatever. That's
no, I think he means Kamala.
No, not Kamala. No.
She's
no,
Indian.
No. Elizabeth. No, Elizabeth has said that she was. She's like point something Indian and all.
Oh yes,
damn,
I remember
her last name.
Gosh. I can't remember. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, Warren. You're talking about.
Yes,
Elizabeth Warren. Yes, that's what.
Yes.
Thanks, Bryson. He said, I thought she was white until 2 days ago. Yo, I did too. I really did.
Nah, she changed her name recently. That was like a big thing. That was a big thing.
The name? So her name not Hillary?
Yeah, because, no. So she was saying like how we need to have transparency on the internet and like everybody's real name should show up on the internet. So there's like no meme accounts or whatever. Yeah, and so that came up that's not her real name. You know what I'm saying?
And she talks about
so she's over here. Yeah, she talks about like putting people on blast on Twitter or whatever, like with the real names, and she ain't even got her real name,
bro. That's what I'm saying. Like every time something comes up, like yo, she shoots herself in the foot every time. It never fails. So it's like she's up next, yo. It's just you can start. Knocking them out. We know it's gonna be down to DeSantis and Trump. So they're gonna have. So once it gets down to the two, they gotta debate, right? Or not?
I don't remember. It's don't crazy to think, though, that we're back to this after 4 years already.
I know, right?
Nikki Haley getting a lot of liberals that dislike Biden, though.
I believe that because she's so, what's the word I'm looking for? She's so mild in the sense of a Republican. So anybody who was already on the fence or people who regret those Biden votes, they're going to look for the milder Republican because they don't want to go full, you know, they don't want to go MAGA or too far right. So they're going to try to pick that in between. And that's her, yo. She got the hot sauce in her bag.
So. Hot sauce?
So, taking a page of Hillary's book, huh?
Yeah, that's what she's going to do. Until I'm telling you, but again, I already see her going out next, yo. Yeah. So,
but yeah, so Trump won the Iowa caucus, and it was like just blew it out the water. Like all these counties or whatever just straight up voted for him. I think there was only one county that Nikki actually won.
All right. It must have been a Democrat county. Former.
That was the Indian part of Iowa.
Yeah, the Indian part. Yeah, yeah.
That was the Flushings of Iowa.
Wow. This guy.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not true?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. It could be West Indian.
True. You think she's West Indian? Too. She might be.
Nah, she definitely not West Indian. I don't know. She not West Indian. I'll tell you that right now.
She said, Wagwan.
None of that. Yo, that's crazy. What's unrelated, but it's weird that Iowa is one of the first states to have a caucus.
Yeah. And then also, supposedly, whoever wins the Iowa caucus pretty much dictates who's going to be president, if I remember correctly. I saw something online. And I was like, oh, well, dang.
Really? So what's going to happen now?
That's not what Dominion said.
Ooh. We don't want to talk about that. Oh, actually, yes, we should talk about that.
Yo, you know what, though? Wait, before we get into that.
Yeah.
Yo. Go ahead. Jimmy, I don't know if you remember this. I think I sent this to you and Voss a while back. It was an article on how Atlanta used Dominion voting machines.
Yeah, I remember that.
When Kemp first came into office, right? That article is nowhere to be found, bro.
Nah.
I've Googled it. Bro, I've searched far and wide. I cannot find that article anymore.
Wasn't it Fox that wrote it?
Yeah.
That don't mean nothing.
But I'm just saying. But
yeah, because they Fox sued.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, well, but
Dominion sued, and then Dominion won.
You're talking about, I believe you're talking about whatever happened in Denver. In Colorado, I'm sorry.
But wasn't it with Dominion?
It was Dominion, but what I'm saying is here before there was the issue, right, that was brought up with Dominion on how at the time they were a new company, right? And Kemp, Georgia basically started using them, right, the first year when it was Kemp and Stacey Abrams, right? And he won, right? But during that whole process, well, afterwards, they found out that there were some issues with the voting machines, which happened to be Dominion. So it's just a trip, right? Because they made, after that, there was complaints, and Stacey Abrams folks were pissed off about it. There was a lot of complaints regarding Dominion. And lo and behold, turn around, Dominion was back, but this time for the Democrats.
So you're saying this was before the presidential election.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Bryce said we're gonna be banned by tomorrow.
Oh man, we laughing, but it's so true.
Yeah.
Such a shame.
But I'm telling you, man, I remember it, And I remember us talking about it, and I think Voss had asked for the link, and I found it. I sent it to him. And something told me, I was like, let me go back. I want to go read up on it again. Gone. I can't find it. Nowhere. Nothing, anything, no article related to Dominion and Atlanta all in one. Like,
it's just vaporized.
Yeah, like crazy. But man, I remember it like yesterday, though.
So, I'm going to start looking for that now.
Yeah, go ahead, man. If you can find it, maybe
like in an archive. The archive.
Yeah, I was thinking that exactly. That's what I was thinking too. That might be. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. No. So now that, you know, we're talking about the, you know, Dominion ballot stuff and all that, right? My boy Elon has been kind of talking about. Appreciate you, Bryson. Be well. Stay warm.
Take it easy, yo.
Yo, check out Bryson's new joint too, man.
TikTok fed me two songs. I was like, these are bangers.
Yeah. He went gold too, right? He just went recently.
Yeah, gold. He did. He was celebrating that recently. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That's dope. That's a great accomplishment, man.
For real.
So Dominion and the whole voting thing, right? So Elon has been talking about talking a lot on Twitter/X about how in the United States it's mind-boggling that you don't need to prove you don't need an ID or anything like that to go and place your vote, right?
Yeah. And then,
you know, he threw in how, you know, the migration down in Texas and all this other stuff, right? Like, again, like kind of stirring up this chatter of, like, you know, voter fraud and all this other stuff. And I saw somebody had posted a picture of the United States and which states require an ID or not. And I was actually shocked that a lot of states, they don't require anything. It's just like, okay, yeah, we'll take your word for it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know?
Yeah, so I mean, how many times can you go into a voting booth then with that?
Good question. No
idea. Right, you just write whatever name, right? Wow,
basically,
I could go as myself and then go to another spot as Peter Griffin or something. I mean, I don't know.
Peter Griffin.
Right? Like, just write whatever name in, and then that counts. That's wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, but
that's because of racism, right?
Yeah.
Because having an ID is requiring somebody to have racist. An ID is racist.
Yeah. To deny them. A
question I have is, why is it that we're like in the history of the United States and elections and all that? Mm-hmm. Why is it that now is where we're kind of like talking about this or bringing this up and not even talking about it? Because if you know, go full blown out, like YouTube will demonetize you or take your video down or all that. So why is it that now, like, this is getting brought up after all these years of it being like this?
What do you mean? Is the ID thing?
Yeah, the ID thing and like the fact that, you know,
because you didn't see all them Mexicans and Venezuelans crossing the border during Trump like you do now.
Yeah, but sure, but there's still people that cross the border even
sure,
back then,
but,
right?
But they're gonna like be dope.
Yo, son, but you see how they doing in New York and everything else, and California is giving them like, go ahead.
So who you think they're gonna vote for? Because they're gonna vote.
They're not gonna vote for Trump.
I don't know if they're not gonna vote, man, for Trump. And I'll tell you why, because Latinos come from a very Judeo-Christian background, right? Whether you're Christian, Pentecostal, or whether you're Catholic. Yeah. You know what I mean? So a lot of the same conservative values, Latinos value, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean that's one of the reasons why they come over here. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them come from countries that are impoverished. You know, they have tyrannical governments. And so they come here for a better life because they know that they can get it here. And I mean, just look at Cubans, for example. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Venezuelans too, very conservative, just because of, you know, what they experience in their country. And I'm sure people in your family, you'll find, like, when you get down to the issues, because people want to align with, like, the Republican title, right? But when you get down to the issues, how you feel about marriage, you know what I'm saying? How you feel whatever, they're gonna align. Yeah, they're gonna align with the conservative party, and I think that's a big threat for the Democrats. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why they're offering all the so called freebies. You know?
You know, there's a lot of Democrats like that too.
What you mean?
So, sure. Like behind the scenes, said, they might be more Republican than anything.
Yeah. But they just don't. Yeah. They just don't want it. They don't want to honestly call themselves Republican. So they'll rather stay Democrat, but their value wise, well, at least apparently, right? If you ask them, that's how they feel, right?
Yeah, I mean, you had like Tulsi Gabbard, right? She was a Democrat.
Yeah. Was she Republican?
Now
she is.
No,
she wasn't though. She was kind of like moderate, you know what I mean? And when you listen to her talk, like, she kind of had some of those views, you know what I mean? But she was a Democrat for a long time, and then she just like walked away from them, and everybody's like talking trash about her because, you know, that she left the party or whatever. Yeah, you know, it's like, okay.
But she's been going in on Biden every chance she's gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing to do now. I mean, with some right.
I mean, obviously. She was doing that from the jump, though. Like,
yeah.
She was critical. And I like that. I like that you're critical about your own party, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need that.
So back to Jimmy, your perspective on, you know, Latinos and more Republican. I agree.
Conservative.
Yeah, conservative. But I also think that, you know, they're taking into account, well, you have a man who's running that has, you know, said, you know, you can't be coming in here. We're going to build a wall. We're going to do all of this and they shouldn't be here and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Versus somebody who really isn't addressing it, right? It's just like, you know, here's the door, you know, come rush through. And I feel like you would kind of, like lean that way, right? Because you're like, okay, well, at least he let us in, right? At least he's giving us all this other stuff and housing and all this, you know, whatever it is, to give me a chance to, you know, quote unquote, make it here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus somebody who's just straight up like, nah, no, don't even bother coming.
My bad. I didn't understand the question though.
No, well, I'm saying is like these people who are coming, you know, mm-hmm. crossing, like in my perspective, I feel like they would lean more to the Dem side than they would to vote, which way you were saying, towards the conservative side, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, man, there's always going to be people who want free stuff. You know, there's always going to be freeloaders and people who take advantage of things. Right. And so, yeah, you might have those people. But let's see how, let's see how liberal they are, you know, when it's tranny reading time, you know, at the preschool. I don't think they're gonna go for that. Think they're gonna go for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And look, man, people ain't stopped. They haven't stopped coming to this country in the last 40 years, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And there's been all kinds of presidents. You know what I mean? Obama was known as the deporter in chief. He had the highest deportation rates. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really like, I don't think it's exclusive to one party. You know what I mean? I think just now, because it's like, this administration is like, yo, come through and, you know, we'll have housing for you. And, you know, California is like, yo, we have, you get free Medicare or whatever. You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing is definitely a bonus to some of these people. But the last 40 years, people have been coming here illegally, working, you know what I mean? Saving up the money, sending money back home, and not being, because by law, you cannot receive any federal aid if you're an illegal citizen here in the United States. That's you can't get any type of federal help whatsoever. You can make bread in this country. See, that's the crazy thing. You can go to the IRS website right now, irs.gov, and you can get an I-10 right now. So you can get like a what's equivalent to a Social Security without having any proof of your citizenship, and you can start working tomorrow. You know what I mean? So this country really don't care about your citizenship. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can start making money right now, stacking your bread. Yeah, you're not going to get no federal aid. So if you want to go to college, you're going to have to pay for it out of pocket. You want to buy a house? Yo, no federal loans for you, buddy. You know what I'm saying? But you can still buy a house.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I think a lot of the people who came previously had that mindset where, like, you know, we work hard, we're going to grind, and because this is the place where you can accomplish it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that was during the Trump administration, during Obama administration, everybody before them, you know what I mean? But with this administration, they're like changing, like, yo, you can have everything you want. You know what I mean? Come to New York, come to Cali. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So you're going to see that people taking advantage of, you know, free stuff for sure.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But like I said, like when it comes down to the issues, I think the majority of Latinos, the majority of people in general, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Are going to lean towards conservative values, especially if you have children or you're a person of faith.
Yeah, you're right. Before we talk about the next topic, I want to talk a little bit about Digit app. Digit is your financial companion for a smarter future. With Digit, saving money becomes effortless. It analyzes your spending habits, calculates what you save, and automatically transfers it to your Digit account. You can start building your Digit financial goals stress-free by downloading the app now. Link is below in the description.
Let's go. So
go check it out. I've been using it for, like, I think, like 4 or 5 years already. And I pay the monthly. It's like $3-4. And I'll be checking it here and there. I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't even know, you know, it was saving that much.
Yeah. Yo, that's facts. I've been using it forever, bro. Forever. Yeah. Actually, I just used it for my wife's birthday present.
Oh,
right. I was just stacking bread, and then I looked at it, I was like, yo, like I didn't even notice that. You know what I mean? Because I got three savings accounts, but only two are like the main ones that I use in there, right. Like in Digit, because they have specific goals.
Right.
And then when I looked at it, what was it, November? I was like, yo, I didn't know that it was taking that much money.
Yeah,
you know, I probably wouldn't have saved that much without it, man. It's a cool app.
Yeah, and it's all automatic, right? And it doesn't, you know, little chunks at a time, and all of a sudden, like, you know, you have your goal set. So yeah, I definitely recommend it. Go check it out. Link is in the description.
Look at LNF.
What do you say?
LNF just came in here starting trouble. Look at his first comment.
Wow.
Come on, we got sponsored. I didn't sign no paperwork. Where my percentage?
Let's go, man. Listen, TNC is hiring, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Submit your application. We're accepting resumes right now.
Don't mean we're going to look at them, but we'll accept them.
Equal opportunity employer.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, all right. So our next topic is Lil Nas X. Once again.
Too bad Bryson wasn't here for this, man.
I think that's probably why he jumped on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we probably didn't get it.
He was like, y'all talking too much.
Yeah. He's like, all right, I'm out. Peace. But I think this is where he was. I think this is what he was looking for, yo.
Yeah. So Lil Nas X, you know, once again, stirring up the Christian community. And he releases a song called Jake Christ. Yeah. Now, you know, as a caveat, I have not watched the video, nor have I heard the song, because I don't want to. But based on social media and other Christian predominant people, you know, this caused a quite a stir, because in the video he depicts himself as basically Jesus, you know, being crucified and mocking, you know, Jesus Christ and Christianity, right? And I think you also saw you know, online people such as like Andrew Tate and other people like that, where they say that, you know, Christians are too lenient when it comes to things like this, right? Because
I'm gonna start snuffing dudes, man.
Yeah, too lenient.
I've seen a lot of people say that, like even Pastor Philip, right? He was saying same thing, like, yo, we're like we don't get riled up enough, we don't band together enough. He was like, had that been him speaking about Muhammad Allah doing it,
but yeah,
that's what I'm saying, Muhammad, bro.
Right? So what would they have done? You know what I'm saying?
And you gotta start snuffing these dudes, man. You just gotta punch them in the nose, man, so they recognize. You know what I mean? Like dudes are saying, I think Christians have turned the cheek one too many times.
What a,
these dudes is a blasphemous, you know what I mean? And they feel comfortable, man. You know what I'm saying? Like they really feel comfortable, like there's no consequences, man. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna punch a dude in the face if I see him, you know what I mean?
We forever the religion to get mocked on and with the jokes and, you know, skits on Christians and Jesus and things like, man, it's always us. They would they would never do that with Muslims. They don't do that with any other religion. But Christianity, nah, it's always the butt of their jokes, bro. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, Lecrae posted on X and everywhere else, and he says, quote, okay, I gotta admit, Lil Nas is playing with fire, mocking Jesus. He's getting the attention he wants from the folks at the risk of searing his conscience. Still, if God can transform King Nebuchadnezzar, murderers, slave masters, sex workers, etc., he can add another blasphemer to the list.
Yeah,
and you had a Jelly Roll. I don't know if you guys know who Jelly Roll is. You know, he posts and he says, "Incredible, well said, my brother. Well said." And then got the praying hands.
Did he do a freestyle? Because Bryson mentioned that he was like, "Did y'all hear?"
I have not heard freestyle.
Okay, yeah, I didn't hear it either. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
But
Alanov says if we didn't respond to Nas X the first time, he wouldn't have used the same marketing tactic now.
That's true.
So let me ask this. He did turn around and apologize. So I'm guessing there were some folks that actually had a lot to say. I mean, it was brought up. I don't think.
Wait, who?
I don't know, right? Because he felt like he had to apologize.
Who apologized?
Nas X.
When?
Like yesterday,
it was like a week or something. Oh, it was yesterday.
Nah. He said this ain't an apology in his video. The video I said I just want to explain myself.
Nah, the video he had the bonnet on. I could have sworn he apologized. He was like, he was saying that it was no way was he intending to mock. He was like, he just wanted to make. He was just basically saying that his comeback is that of like Jesus, but he didn't want to he didn't wake up with intentions of mocking Christianity or doing anything like that or upsetting people. But yeah, so that's what he was saying, but he apologized. I won't say he did.
He Lil Nas X says, quote, definitely it took a toll, mental toll on him.
Yeah,
he did say that. He also continues to say, I know I messed up really bad this time. I can act unbothered all I want, but it's definitely taking a mental toll on me. I'm not some evil demon guy trying to destroy everybody's values and stuff like that. That's not me.
See, LNF said it right there. He said he wasn't apologizing. I know what I heard. He said he's not apologizing. He's just kind of explaining himself and justifying what he did, but he wasn't apologizing.
So he going to say it took a mental toll on them. He didn't intend to do that. He didn't intend to upset people. So he going to say all of that and then not apologize?
That's the first thing he said. The first thing he said is he said it wasn't an apology. Look, I'm pulling it up right now.
Go ahead. Here's the thing. He says he thought the video was going to he thought that the video was going to be the video to lighten the mood. And he mentioned how he does not understand the symbolism of the Lord's Supper, saying, "I do not understand the reality of what it is, but I do apologize for that. I will say I'm sorry for that. That
I thought I heard
that was
sorry.
Overboard."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what video y'all saw?
I didn't watch the video.
Oh no, I'm talking about them because I mean, thought I heard them say sorry.
Right here.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to.
Is he cussing?
Not necessarily. I don't think so. Apologize, but I wanted to explain. He's like where my head at.
Not necessarily apologize. I just want to explain. You know.
Yeah, and that was on Monday. He goes on to say sorry though.
That's the one with the bonnet. Listen, that's all. If you
But I mean, he basically
that.
Saying,
listen, try that. Try that with your wife, fellas. Try that with your wife.
Nah, but
I'm mad at you. Tell her you're not trying to. You're not apologizing, and then explain why you guys got in a fight, and let's see if she views that as an apology.
Listen, I'm not trying to go sleep in the Tesla with this weather, right?
Well, I didn't take it as that. I think I was taking that the video is not necessarily just to apologize. He wanted to explain everything and speak whatever he had to say. I didn't take that little bit as him saying, "I'm not apologizing to y'all," because then he turns around and apologizes. So I think he was saying that the point of the video is not just him necessarily apologizing, but to say whatever he wanted to get off his chest too.
Yeah, because he's like
clearly apologized.
He's like them serial cheaters. You know what I'm saying? Like every time he drops it's something about Jesus. And he's like, "Oh, you know me, my bad, whatever. I didn't mean to offend nobody, whatever.
Did he ever apologize before? I don't think he did.
I know, but he got a long track record of playing with Jesus.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I was just like with this. I'm like, who did anything, or who somebody was picketing outside his office, because I haven't really heard enough outrage that he felt like all of a sudden he wanted to address it, or all his mental toll is taken on him, because I haven't seen anybody flipping out really. No, I haven't heard anything. Y'all seen anything?
What you mean flipping out?
Like an uproar because of what he did. Like y'all was saying, like, you know, we don't do enough
him type situation.
Yeah, like no one.
Oh, okay.
For him to be like mentally weighing him down, like who?
Yeah, right. It's the same people talking about it. You know what I mean? Like it's not nobody really in the mainstream who's criticizing for that, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's the same folks.
LNF says we're doing exactly what he wants: free promo. Yes, but should we not talk about it, I guess?
I mean, I guess, why not, right? Because, again, to touch back on what y'all two said was, we don't do enough. Like, we don't stand up enough. We don't speak on it enough. A lot of times we brush it off. Like, yo, Lil Nas X is bugging. All right, and that's it.
Pray for him.
Yeah, pray for him. Right. Right, pray for him. But nobody really gets upset, you know? So, I mean, if it was any other religion, what would they have done right now? Bro, they would have
been. That's the crazy part. They would have been. Because any other religion, homie would not be, I'm sorry, I don't even know why I said homie, but he would not be here, right? Because they take that stuff serious.
There would be marches in front of the record company. They'll find out where he live and stand out in front of that joint. They'll be protesting the radio stations.
Yo, bro, what would happen if he was talking about the Jews?
Oh, forget it.
He'd be done. He would lose every sponsorship. He would lose.
Yo, they'll take that. They'll take that dude to the underground where they would have the tunnels,
bro. They'll take his bonnet, bro. His bonnet is gone. The company that created the bonnet gone. That company, bro. The
goody,
company
what is
that,
a goody?
That, right, bro. The company that created that bonnet would pull out a statement: "We do not approve of him."
We don't condone it. Matter of fact, take it off.
Yeah, take off our bonnet, bro. That's what it would have been.
That's hilarious.
It would have been crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, oh, that would have been though.
But yeah, that's the I guess the world that we're in, right? With Christianity and Jesus and mocking and all that.
Mm-hmm. Peep LNF.
What do you say?
Chuck, look, why discuss it when we already know it's a play for promo? I wouldn't have known if CH Outlets didn't cover it. Why not cover it though? I mean, I guess CHH Outlet should cover it, right? I mean, people should get worked up about it. Will they? Probably not. But should they? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. There's a that care for Lil Nas X. I mean, I say they don't. I'm sure he got some Christian fans, but I don't know too many who.
He got no Christian fans. Yeah. He got no Christian fans, bro.
You don't think so? I mean, not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hold on.
I mean, choir directors. That's what I mean. People on the praise team. That's what I meant. This dude really left the pod.
Where'd he go? What?
What happened? Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
Oh, no, I was letting my dog get
in. He said, hold up. I'll be right back.
The dog, I had to let the dog in. I heard him barking. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
So what's good? Yo, hey, yo, how's your New Year's resolutions going?
Going fine, yep. Yeah, I guess. You?
I think Jay's the only one who's been successful.
Why? Why you say that?
Because you said New Year, same me. Nothing changed for the time of day.
I did say that.
I haven't closed any rings so far.
You been good?
Nah, I ain't closing no rings, dog.
Oh, no.
We got it.
You need a challenge just to close rings?
Yes, that's my motivation.
This guy, I don't know, Jay. What you looking for? You looking for that?
We actually got kicked off of Instagram, and I was trying to get back on.
Yeah,
because that only allows us. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I feel bad. Right,
that just means we got to wrap it up.
They need to come on to YouTube, man.
You're right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? They gotta subscribe.
More of a reason to jump on YouTube.
Hit the thumbs up, man. You know what I mean?
Hit the thumbs up, subscribe, make sure you share this with a friend. And we're trying to grow this year. You feel me? All right, word of the day. Hit him.
You got it?
Go ahead. He was late.
That's me. know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. You heard me?
Let's
go. That was Deuteronomy 7:9.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say.
Ooh. Yeah, come on.
It's okay. I haven't been hanging out with the right. Hebrew. I haven't been hanging out with the Hebrew boys, you know what I'm saying? So when you told me to read, I should have been like Deuteronomy 7:9.
Well, anyway, we appreciate
my bad.
Yeah, for sure. We appreciate everybody watching, everybody who listens. We appreciate it. If you haven't already, subscribe, like the video, and we'll see you on the next episode of the That's Not Christian Podcast.
That's cool.
Peace.
I wasn't ready, huh?
These Christians ain't running. Nah.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the members, man. We appreciate y'all.
Bird.